Good morning.
Morning.
Ready to praise the Lord today?
Yes.
All right. It's okay to use your voice if necessary, but if you feel like making some auxiliary noises, go ahead.
What do church choir for us?
Hey, whoa.
Ooh, well, we got a whole orchestra today. There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Rhythm of a gospel song. Once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nobody gonna take my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. Sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. When the valley that I wander, mountains that I can't climb, walk with me, if you need me. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul, a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Me a minute to get used to the tambourines. It's been a long time since I was in the convent. I mean the communion. Commune, right? Yeah, the commune. Yeah. I wasn't ever in the convent.
No.
If you met my parents, you know I was never in the convent. No. You ready? Y'all know this one. Glory, glory. I've been singing since I laid down. Glory, glory. I've been singing since I laid my burden down. Come on, everybody. I'm singing hallelujah. God is faithful, hallelujah. God is faithful, hallelujah. Lord, I'm gonna sing. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid, oh Lord, I laid my burden down. I'm singing hallelujah. God is faithful, hallelujah. God is faithful, hallelujah. Lord, I'm gonna sing. I'm singing hallelujah. God is faithful, hallelujah. God is faithful, hallelujah. Lord. today's gonna be crazy. Long as I'm alive, today's gonna be shouting. One thing that I know deep down in my soul, long as I'm alive, well, I'm gonna sing. Come on, everybody, I'm singing hallelujah. God is there.
Good morning.
I have a holy hoedown.
A holy hoedown, is that what you said? Praise God. Well, if you got an if you brought an instrument other than your voice this morning, use it right now so I can tell it. Oh, we're kind of unbalanced over here. It's the holy roller section over here. There you go. There it is. All right. I wondered if she'd do it. Oh, welcome to worship. We are going to worship through the sound and noise of praise this morning. I ask one thing, sincerely feel it, you know. Sometimes I have to clap to get started. I have to fan the flames or spark of praise, you know. So I know it's not always entirely instantaneous, but as your heart becomes gladder, do it. And the Lord instructs us too many times in the scriptures to count. He says, make a noise. Make a joyful noise. Raise your hands. Lift your hands. Clap your hands. Prostrate yourself. He doesn't say if you feel like it. He says do it and the emotions will come. Okay? I don't want to miss him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Right, praise the Lord. So there's that. We want you to praise as often and as loudly as you want to today. And we have a reason to celebrate. Life has been hard, but it's been good. Life has been sweet. God has blessed us. It's going to get better. And we want to just take time. This is healthy. This is for our mental and emotional health. It's for our spiritual health today. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, we're going to get started. And as I said, as often as you want to, make noise with your instrument. But your primary instrument is your voice. Let's stand and get started with the hymn of praise, Joy to the World, 246.
The curse is found. birds of his love, birds of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Amen. Please remain standing. Praise the Lord. Come on. All right. Mr. Kevin, lead us.
One thing I do need to check is the slide. Can someone tell me what slide that is?
Father, I adore you.
Thank you. Thank you. If you would, sing along, and we'll probably sing through it twice.
Father, I adore.
Oh, how he loves you and me.
Please be seated.
Thank you. Whew. Wow, that's hot. Let's take some time now. Now that we've stirred our hearts and our spirits, I'm going to share a word, a testimony of praise to God. Tell us how good God's been in your life this week. Yes, Jessica.
I'm thankful for family in all shapes and sizes.
Family in all shapes and sizes. That includes me, doesn't it?
It does. Our church family really gathered around our family this week. And I prayed for peace and I prayed for strength. And He sent it in the form of all of you guys.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Oh, me. And I, you know, people go out before us and they go through their grief and we learn from them and we learn how to handle and how to minister to them. So praise God for that. Others? Yes, ma'am.
My first cousin Mike Blakeney on the prayer train. Mm-hmm. He had knee replacement. They had to rush him back to the hospital. He had a high fever, and they said he had infection in that knee replacement.
Okay.
And so they drew all this stuff out and sent it off, and guess what? There wasn't any.
Praise the Lord.
That's awesome.
Amen. Other praises this morning. Flo?
I just thank God for the miracle I think I received.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
God's healing miracle. Praise the Lord. Linda?
Yes, I want to thank my neighbors for letting their grandsons come and help Trisha clean up the yard.
Okay. Praise the Lord. For good neighbors. All right. Someone further back had their hand up. Arlene?
Monday morning, I slid off the side of my bed, landed on my back. My husband had to drag me out by my feet. I went to the doctor, and he x-rayed me, but I have no broken bones, but I have a lot of sore muscles, so you need your prayers.
Yeah, that was I saw that on Facebook, and I thought, you know, that can end badly for folks. Jim?
Ed and I took a 10-day Western trip. Just got back Friday, but we flew out to Sedona, Phoenix, Arizona. I ordered a flight. Two rows ahead of us, a woman had a medical crisis. She was an older woman. Her husband was sitting next to her. On the end of that row was a nurse.
Wow.
On the other side, the first seat was a doctor.
Gosh, praise the Lord.
And for 2 hours, we were glued to watching this team. Doctor and a nurse take care of this woman. That was not coincidental.
No.
That was a God
plan. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Until the whole plane realized what was going on.
Yeah.
Powerful spiritual moment.
I'm sure there are more than a few prayers as well.
Yeah. So
praise God. It was decided. No, it was decided. Clergy are non-essential. We've gotten that memo. Yeah, you were. Yeah. Not today. Not today. No. John?
Yeah, I had my port taken out Friday.
Yeah.
And the guy who took it out is the guy who put it in. We were talking afterwards to make sure everything was all right. He said, somebody asked you a question. He said, I walked by and he said, we're going to start your procedure when we were going to put it in. He said, who are those guys in there? Talking to you, and I said, well, my pastor, my friend Robert Reed, another pastor, was in there praying with me. He said, I know. He said, I just wondered who they were. He said, you don't see that much out of pastors anymore visiting and praying.
Well, don't get us, don't make people obliged to.
I'm just picking. A whole other battalion that are right there sitting in church.
We sort of went through a period it's been hard to get back into because the hospitals disallowed pastor visits and. We sort of got labeled as non-essential, and so did a lot of family, too. So working our way back into where we actually fit. Same way with attending worship, you know. We lost a lot of people during COVID, not to death, but to apathy. And their Jesus stopped working. And so they got to find a new Jesus. We want them to find the real, authentic one that we've clung to all along.
He wrote on the bathroom wall, "For a good pastor, call this number."
That's going to be one of those late night calls. All right, Anna. A little bit at a time. Yeah, his muscles melted.
They took his Foley catheter out last night, but he still has it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we're praising the Lord.
He needs lots of prayers because he's feeling a little down this morning.
Okay. All right. Other praises? Yes, sir.
Marcia's recovering from her surgery.
Praise the Lord.
Slowly. And then yesterday we went to Athletics Services
at
Mount Calvary.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
Awesome. Martha.
God is walking with me daily with my journey on quitting cigarettes as easy as
really?
Every day. Stopping.
Praise the Lord. But you know, you made it public just now. 5 weeks.
Oh, God. Call me.
No kidding. It's tough stuff. I tell you, it's another addiction taking hold of people's lives right now is electronic screens.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, same addiction, same pathways in the brain, fed stronger and stronger every day. Anyway, okay, we're praising the Lord. Who else has got a praise this morning? All right. What about our other prayer concerns? Jessica?
Kara. Kara Thornton. She has been in the hospital since Friday. She has numbness in her legs and is not able to walk and is really struggling to stand right now. It looks like she's probably going to be there at least for a few more days. If you could be in prayer that the feeling would come back in her legs and her feet and she would be able to stand on her own.
Okay. Kara. That's concerning. Y'all see that? Robbie was so afraid. He wanted to go to the bathroom, but he didn't know he had to come this way. She started down that aisle. He thought differently about whether to go to the bathroom or not. Mandy?
Stu Holland is Jennifer Holland's husband, who does talk catchy with us. He's having some heart condition problems, and he has a CT scan tomorrow, and then cardiologist, and she asked for prayer. So please
remember
them both as they go through this journey. Yes. Bailey? I have two. My mom, they said the thyroid is cancer.
Okay.
And so she's going to have it removed November the 8th. And depending on exactly all that goes, determines further treatment there. And then I think the boys were in the community, lost a young 16-year-old student. I think his last name was Shoemaker. I don't remember his first name. It was the Shoemaker family.
I didn't know that. Okay. We'll lift up Gene Wood in our prayers. Sorry. Whose little hand is that? Oh.
He said that father passed away.
Oh, yes, sir. Boy, we are so grateful to be able to hear your little voice in church today.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. All right, someone, Mac?
Dr. Ben Culp, cancer surgery.
Okay, Ben Culp.
Tonight.
All right.
A family in turmoil.
A family in turmoil. Okay.
We have a friend that was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and he's a F-16 pilot.
Wow, okay.
Tired.
That's quite a loss. Mark?
The family's in Maine after the shooting.
Right, definitely. Kathy?
Sean's sister called us yesterday early morning that his dad wasn't breathing very well at all. We didn't sound good at the beginning, but he's doing a little better right now, but just keep him in your prayers.
Okay, can you give us a name?
Lloyd Hale.
Lloyd Hale, thank you. Anna?
Wilson,
yeah, a friend of mine, Brian Wilson, lost his dad yesterday. Brian Wilson. Jenny?
Tony and Lisa Owens. The couple, both of them have cancer.
Was that Tony?
Tony and Lisa Owens.
Owens. Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, folks, we take prayer seriously. Amen. The song said, in moments like these, talk about every moment lately, we just have to lean into our prayers. God, in His sovereign mercy, has just elected to work with us in prayer in a way we don't really fully understand. All we know is it's more than just talking to God. It's also listening. Sometimes it's just opening the doors and windows in your heart and your soul and your spirit, and let the breeze of God and the breath of God blow through. But we know how serious it is that He made us partners with Him somehow in prayer for others. In a way we don't understand, but a tremendous privilege to be able to work together in prayer with God, to see the hand of God move and to feel His assurance that we had a part, that faith moves mountains. Amen. Let's move some mountains and go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we stir up praise within us, it's a hinky business, Lord. We know that sometimes we're just not wired or ready. But God, we know that above all else in life, You are the one who deserves our praise today. With joyous and glad hearts, we worship You today. We stir ourselves. We arouse our praises with thoughts that incline toward You and Your goodness, the mercy that comes to us each and every day. You are a delivering God. You are a redeeming Father. You have brought us out of the miry pit. The waters did not pass over us. The fire did not consume. Oh, the testimonies of Your goodness in our lives would fill more than this hour could contain. But Father, we're timid and we're reticent to speak. Impress upon each of us today that our time is limited to do anything, to see another ball game, to go out for another steak. Our time to vocalize our praises for You in this life has a number on it, and time is ticking. Stir us to the courage of praise this morning, to the courage of risk on Your behalf. God, we come to You knowing that the world is careening towards disaster. With rumors of wars, rumors of famine, rumors of multiple shootings, and our hearts quicken, our pulse increases. But God, You speak to us as a shepherd. And Jesus, You say, be steady. Do not be afraid. Don't be worried. We receive Your peace in this moment. Right now, we decide with a conscious effort to open ourselves to the breath of Your Spirit as You breathe peace on this congregation. Walk in the midst of us, Lord, as You promised. Gaze upon each one. Assure us not only of Your presence, but of Your concern for us. God, as we prayed, we have named those we want to pray for today. We've also got our own concerns, known only to You. We expose those to Your healing touch right now, so that we may be the whole and healthy people of God. We refuse to be permanently wounded. We refuse to remain permanently timid. We refuse to end eternity permanently unforgiven by our unforgiveness. Now, come Holy Spirit, invade this service, quicken the lives and hearts of Your people, enable our praise to God Of course, in the name of Jesus, we pray, who taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let's take a minute to go through a few announcements. There are some things we need to make known tonight. Well, first of all, I hope you're hungry, because we're going to eat. As soon as we work up a good sweat praising this morning, we're going to go down and eat whatever's down there. So throw open the doors on the refrigerator. There might be eating, we might be eating dill pickles. I'm not sure what's in there. Robbie, it's okay, buddy. You can walk about. He didn't like having to take that option, Mama. So we're going to eat. We're going to eat lunch. So patiently anticipate that. But tonight, I want to encourage you to come back to church. Normally, we're not too proud of our charge conferences. You know, we vote on things, we talk about this and that, and this DS goes, but tonight, we are going to experience, and you're going to get a taste of what our new conferencing is like. To do it in the old Methodist style, around worship. If you come, you're going to hear a stirring, brief message from our presiding elder. You're going to receive the opportunity to worship through song. There's going to be a blessing of our leaders through the laying on of hands. And we're going to worship and receive the reports, what few there are, and go home. But I'd love to see you here. You don't have to be a voting member of the administrative council to attend. But you'd be blessed tonight at 6:30 if you come. Plus, it'd make me feel better to have a crowd. You know, charge conference can usually be 7 to 15 people and be fine, but we want to have a worshiping crowd tonight. Take an opportunity. Come meet this young guy who's our leader in the upstate. Let him know who you are, okay? All right. We've got the Mission Outreach Committee on Monday evening at 5:30. The last meeting of the basic training for teachers at 6. Bible study on Tuesday. Prayer time. The Operation Shoebox, is that the correct date?
Yes.
November 9th. So please be aware of that at 6 o'clock, stuffing the shoeboxes. Are there other announcements that need to be made?
Could you remind anybody that may not have been here last week about our box here that we're collecting?
We're collecting the items for the shoeboxes, and there's an insert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insert in the bulletin. Listen to that?
Up on the piano.
And on the piano? And the container down here can receive some of that, okay? Other announcements? All right. Well, we're going to get the ushers up, and we're going to receive the tithe and the offering. Let's see who praises the Lord during the giving of the tithe and the offering. Let's see where I sit.
Be able to sit today.
Seriously. He didn't hear a word I said.
Oh, we got a coffee mate going on here.
Told you so.
You
got to do it.
Oh, I got to do it. Okay. Let's pray. Father, the gratitude in our hearts as grateful recipients of life must now lend itself to our praise for the opportunity to have stewardship of the blessings you've given us. And now, Lord, with a glad return of the tithe and a joyful gift of excess and love, we bless you now with the offering. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Jason's going to play with us too in the key of G.
When the farmer is in front of our congregation.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry.
Reading of the gospel.
I didn't know she had a new apostle.
Praise the Lord. You can stand right there. The gospel lesson is Matthew 22, 34 through 40. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. The first word, the last word, the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's present our offering at the altar. Praise God.
Upon the throne. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all
I can't sing it, it's pretty high. Opera!
She said opera.
Oh, goodness gracious, what's next? Oh, Jason and Sarah. Stand up. We've got some more praising to do. Very grateful. And has anyone come prepared to offer song or a special piece of music today? On the kazoo, perhaps? Okay.
We did.
You did?
Let's stand and sing.
Yeah, if we can stand and join
let's
us.
Stand up.
Join us.
Which one?
God, as Father, we love you. Glorify thy name.
Father, we love thee, we praise thee, and adore thee. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
I need to breathe a minute. Oh, me. It comes as a shock to some people to learn that our worship today, especially in the United States, in the southern, in the belt buckle of the religious, what is it, Bible belt? Yeah. Couldn't even thank you for saving me on that. But the church hasn't always worshiped in such formal or, stifling ways as it can be in our time. There are specific scriptures that give reference, especially Paul wrote and others, about how our services should be conducted and how the free operation of the gifts should be manifested for the edification of the body, and how one after another should participate with their gift for the edification of the whole. And we don't get that much. What you get today are some hired guns. My friend just hired a worship leader the other day for $36,000 a year just to have somebody who could stand up in front and lead singing. No, Justin. But you want to consider what we've been challenging you to to hear the call of God on your personal life. I know that you're an accountant or a cashier or a nurse's aide or whatever it is you do. But God vocationally calls you to your part in the church. He calls you to live into the gifts that he created within you. And you know what? It won't be perfect the first 40 times. That's because he's determined to work within our weaknesses, not our strength. If you go and boldly embrace your weakness before God, he will reveal gifts within you that you didn't know you had. And I'd love to be someday, able to worship in a room where all the participants were co-equals, right? Where there wasn't a special class of people called clergy and a separate class, lower though, called lay. I love that in the GMC there's specific reference to this. We're being told that the clergy are simply a class of the lay. We all come from the laity. We are all laity. And that is a specific truth that's important to remember. There won't always be preachers in heaven. There won't be any preachers in heaven. None at all. We'll all just be sheep. Right? Actually, the saints. Now, I'm talking so you can catch your breath. Everybody good? All right. We want to spend some time now specifically in praise. I want to take some time to read some specific psalms. And we're going to take time to sing verses in between. So let's stand up and hear the word of God through the reading of the psalms. And we'll respond with, "To God be the glory." Hear the words of Psalm 95. "Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Make a joyful noise. "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." That's right. "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Verse 1. Verses 1 through 9. "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises." That's your cue. "Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, with the lyre and with the sound of melody, with trumpets, and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity." Verse 2. "Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the
an offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done.
Amen. Psalm 100. You get the notion that God wants you to make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. That's right. And His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Verse 3. Great things He has taught us, great things He has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done.
Praise the Lord, Psalm 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with string and pipe. Nobody danced. Praise Him with sounding cymbals.
Yes.
Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals.
Yes.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's take a minute and have some sustained praise.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. All right, we're going to get Inel and the children up. Please be seated. I love it.
That harmonica sounds like a little horn on a toy car.
Oh.
We always start out our time together singing the Shema, which was part of the Bible scripture today. So,
hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
loves the little children. All the children of the world. And most of us learned it. Most of us learned it, red and yellow, black and white. So we're going to sing that together now. If you want to sing it, that's right. We're going to sing it red, yellow, black and white because that's how most of us learned it. But is anybody really red, yellow, black or white?
No, only brown.
We are only brown. And so then we're going to sing it, shades of brown from dark to light, all are precious in His sight. And then we're going to do, Jesus died for all the children, arose and lives. So,
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Shades of brown, dark to light, all are precious in His sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. Jesus rose for all the children, all the children of the world. Shades of brown, dark to light, all are precious in His sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. Jesus lives for all the children, all the children of the world. Shades of brown from dark to light, all are precious in His sight. Jesus lives for all the children of the world.
Praise the Lord.
And, of course, I've been teaching some teachers, and I want them to come up because they're going to sing with us. We have our last class tomorrow night, and this is a song that we have sung for a long time. It's the gospel song. Okay, now don't be shy.
I'll stand with you if I have to.
Yes!
She taught me.
And we call this the gospel song. It's based on the wordless book where the colors enable you to share the gospel with someone. The darkness, because it's your light being dark, the sin. And then red, because the blood of Jesus comes and washes you like the snow when He comes in. And then in God's Word, you grow as you read the Bible and pray. So, let's go.
My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed it white as snow. And in God's Word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold to grow in Christ each day. I'll read my Bible and pray.
Take some time in a few minutes. It's 12 o'clock now. I'm going to take some time to bring our service to a musical close. But there's also time now for demonstration. It's one thing to announce the arrival of the kingdom of God as Jesus did. It's another thing to live into His promise that the kingdom is here among us. And I've told you before, it's not like you've got the whole cake, but you've got a slice. One day the entire cake will be full in its promise, but we have all the flavor of the kingdom in the slice we have. It's time for God to minister to any who need it. I'll tell you one thing,
and you see me start cutting fool on Facebook like I've been doing the last few weeks, mm-hmm. you pray for that boy. Because the harder it gets, the deeper the plows get stuck, the more I get to laughing. I have to stir myself to humor. That's why I say you not always feel happy in order to be joyous and offer praise. But you can stir your soul up. That's why so many songs say, "Oh my soul, rejoice." Or, "It is well with my soul." You can talk to your soul. I get so tired of people saying they can't pray in silence, they can't silence their mind. I just can't stop my brain. Just keep going, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can. You've been told and you've told yourself you can't. But you tell your mind, shut up. Get still and quiet for 30 seconds. And then you do it. You will to do the things you want to do. You will to praise God because of God's merit, not because you feel like it. So when I get bogged down, things get hard, I get as sad, experiencing some of your sadnesses, being with people in their grief and pain, I have to just, and some people lift up a song. I lift up my hands to the Lord. I have to lift up a laugh. Because you see, for a long time after Easter, when the church gathered, they celebrated the joke. They believed that the devil had been tricked by God. That God had defeated Satan through a master trick. And they were happy about it. I'll tell you right now, wherever Satan's at work in your life, he's been defeated.
Amen.
He's deluded. He does not know he's been defeated. The trick is to get on top of your circumstances with praise. Whether it be the death of a loved one, or a hard place where your finances are at this very moment, or just a long, hard slog through illness and pain. I don't care if you're 10 years old, 20 years old, 60 years old, or 80. You've got to learn how to get on top. You've got to learn how to tell your circumstances to become obedient to God. So right now, rather than talk a lot more, ask the Holy Spirit to come and manifest His presence. We're going to take time as the Hornbeats come and play. If you want to come to the altar and pray, you're certainly welcome to. If you have a need, though, for deliverance, if you feel you have a demonic affliction, you feel you have other physical ailments or spiritual, I know Jim Johnson will come take care of it right away. No. We have people in here who are prepared to exercise the gifts that God gives them to pray with you for deliverance and healing. Maybe just lift your heart, give you a smile. So why don't you make use of this time? Come now, and we'll prepare to minister to you.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Do one a cappella, and you might want to use your instruments to help us along. Let's stand for the final hymn as Victory in Jesus. Are you ready? I heard an old story, how our Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory! Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus,
Come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.
Sing it.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory.
Oh, victory!
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He taught me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Now we know which section we're going to have to keep watch over. Wackos. Let's take one, just one time, one opportunity here, because we go back into silence. Let's take, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let's shout. If He hasn't been working for you, you haven't been working with Him. It's not a trick. It's not a formula. It's a relationship with Jesus. You have to cultivate. You put your terms out there, He is not going to accept them. If you say, Jesus, if you will, then I will. No, sir. You surrender.
Amen.
You give up. You say, I can't make it. I won't be able to figure it out. Then He'll say, guess what? I'm going your way.
Come and heal my broken spirit.
That's right. Come and heal my broken spirit. Peace that passes understanding. Consolation and comfort of His Spirit's presence. The unmeasurable love of God that is possible to be experienced by each one of us. The abundant pouring of your life in these days. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, bless the food. Bless the hands that prepared it. Bless it to our bodies and to the health of the body of your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
May God.